Welcome to the Purpose to Service podcast, a weekly show for women entrepreneurs who are ready to package up their knowledge and build a thriving service-based business that fuels the life they desire. I'm your host, Alicia Robertson, and through this show, I share real-life advice, my proven strategies for building your personal brand and gaining more clients, and I chat with other incredible women who are not only crushing it in their industry, but also building their business with intention. Whether you're just getting started or a seasoned professional, every week we dig deep into how you can leverage what you know and make a bigger impact through your content, make more money, and build your coaching or service-based business on purpose. Let's dig in. Hey, you guys, welcome back to another episode. So as you may or may not know, all of this month, we are talking about how to attract your perfect paying clients. So in order to really bring everything together that we're talking about this month, on May 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern, I am teaching a free workshop on how to attract and serve your perfect paying clients. So if you've been feeling overwhelmed with inconsistent income in your coaching or online service-based business, or if you're just tired of stressing yourself out with trying to figure out where your next paying client is coming from, then this workshop is absolutely for you. So all you have to do to sign up for free is to head over to aliciarobertson.com/webinar, or you can click the link below in the show description as well. So last week, I let you in on a live coaching call where I walked Ianthea Ferguson through niching down and mapping out her signature framework. So it's the first time that I have ever let you guys in on one of my live coaching sessions. So if you haven't checked out that episode yet, please go back and listen to it later because it is a good one. So this week, I wanted to talk with you more about what a signature framework is, why it's important, and how you can use it to attract your new clients. So what is a framework? So your framework is your signature process that you can use to take your clients from where they are to where they want to be. So it's usually about 3 to 6 steps that walks your clients through achieving that transformation to getting to your audiences, like the promise of your offer. And I usually say about 3 to 6 steps because 3 is just enough to, you know, help them to get a real transformation. And 6 is just enough to where they're not feeling overwhelmed with a bunch of things that they have to do. So between 3 and 6 steps in your framework tends to be the sweet spot. So for the Purpose to Service Academy, our framework is called the Purpose to Service Method, and it's a 5-step process that I use to take my clients from either juggling a bunch of different offers or not having one nailed down solid offer to creating and launching their signature service offer and creating that great client experience. So what makes your framework special is that it's unique to you. It's based off of your experience, and it's a process that is proven, emphasis on proven, which means it has worked several times for either you in the past or previous clients that you have worked with. So when I say a proven process, I'm meaning it's something that you have consistently gotten results for either in your own business or you've consistently gotten results for clients that you have worked with or even sometimes, you know, in your corporate career. So it's a proven 3 to 6 step process. Your framework should also be repeatable. Emphasis on repeatable, meaning no matter if you are working with one client or 12 clients, that same signature framework will work for each and every one of the clients that you work with. So this is helpful for if you feel like every time you're getting a new client, you are having to customize your offer or you're having to customize your the assignments or the processes that you're going through with them. With the signature framework, it helps to simplify your business because no matter the client, no matter the background, no matter where they are, your framework is going to help them to get results each and every time you use it on one of your different clients. So let's say, for example, I help coaches, but I also help online service providers. So my framework that we use inside of the Purpose to Service Academy can be used no matter if you are a mindset coach, a business coach, or if you're a copywriter or a web designer. That same framework is proven. So it's something that I have used throughout my entire career. And it's also proven because I've used it on my clients as well throughout the years, but it's also repeatable. level. So no matter if I'm working with a finance coach or a mindset coach or a web designer or a copywriter or some type other type of online service provider, that same framework can be used to help to get each and every one of them the results that they are needing. So you have to make sure that this framework, so again, this 3 to 6 step process that you're going to be creating that is unique to you, is going to be proven. So again, something that you have been able to use in your business and on your clients, and also repeatable, something that can be used over and over and over again. But it's going to most importantly help your clients get from where they are now to where they want to be. So from the pain point they are experiencing to the transformation that they are wanting to make happen. And if you're watching this on YouTube right now, I am all over the place with my hands because I'm a hand talker. So why is a framework important? Well, your framework is important because it shows your audience the exact steps you are going to take to, again, get them from point A to point B. So the thing with coaching, the thing with being an online service provider is that it often comes at a higher price point, which it should, because we are doing a lot of work to help our clients to see a real transformation. But with that, sometimes with our audience or sometimes with our clients, there can be just a little bit of hesitation because it's like, do I really want to invest 4 figures in this? Or if I invest 5 figures in this coach or in this program, will it actually be worth it? So that's a big thing that comes up with many clients, you know, no matter what industry that you're in. But when you can show them the exact steps that you're going to take them through, it sort of builds that trust between you and your client. It shows them, yes, you're going to pay me 4 figures, or yes, you're going to pay me 5 figures, but what you're paying me for isn't just a bunch of fluff. What you're paying me for isn't just a bunch of crap that you feel like you could have Googled. This is my, again, proven and repeatable process that I am going to take you through to help you to actually get the results that you desire. So your framework, whether you illustrate it, where you record a video about it, whether you, you know, put it in list form, wherever on your sales page, it shows your audience exactly how you're going to get them from point A to where they want to be. You're going to map out each and every one of those steps, of course, on your sales page, not necessarily in detail, but you're going to show them those 3 steps or those 5 steps or those 6 steps that it's going to take for them to get from where they are to where they want to be. So your framework definitely helps to build trust between you and your audience. Your framework also, again, helps you to simplify your business, because if you're a coach or an online service provider who is feeling like they have to customize their offer depending on their client's needs or depending on where their client are, is in their business or in their life or whatever your industry is in, that is going to lead you to burnout. It's going to lead you to burnout, and it's also going to lead you to being severely underpaid. So when you have that repeatable process, again, you can just pick up that same framework, the exercises that are included in your framework, the resources that are included in your framework, and you're going to be able to use that with each and every client so that when you're showing up for client calls, you already know what's going to happen next. Your client already knows what's going to happen next, and they know what to expect. Instead of you having to spend all of this time trying to prepare for these client calls, because each and every client has a different process or a different framework, that is not going to help with burnout, and it's not going to be scalable. Which leads me to my next point. Having a framework allows you to scale your offer. So I always recommend for coaches or online service providers who are just starting out to start out with doing some type of one-on-one work, because it allows you to test out your framework. It allows you to make some tweaks and changes as needed. And it gives you a better understanding of what your ideal client is needing from you and which areas you should put more focus on versus the others. But with one-on-one, you may get to a point where you're like, all right, I'm ready to add more time into my schedule. I think I can do this on a larger scale. How do I begin scaling this? Well, your signature framework allows for you to scale your offer. So it's easy for you to pick up that framework and go from one-on-one and turning it into a group coaching program. Or if you turn it into a group coaching program and you're like, I need to bring in help, it's easier for you to hire in other coaches or hire other designers or hire other copywriters into your business because you have this framework, this proprietary information that you can pick up and share with other people on your team that you can use to be able to help people in a bigger capacity. So let's say like a group capacity. So definitely having a solid framework allows for you to effortlessly also scale your business as well, which that is the point that, you know, most service providers are wanting to get to. So you really do have to think about your framework as like the foundation of your offer. So you can't begin to create a one-on-one offer or begin to create any type of group offer if you don't have a solid framework. Like that is the foundation of your offer. But let's talk about how are you exactly going to use this framework to attract new clients? So for one, you want to use your framework through your content. So you have these six steps, you know, let's say for example, six steps in your process will, or five steps in your process, we'll use mine for the Purpose of Service Academy. We'll talk about, you know, first step is your process. The next step is your, you know, the actual offer. The next step is the launch. So I have all of these different pieces inside of my framework. Well, the good thing about having a solid framework is that it pretty much creates content for you. So the content that you create should be centered around your framework. So what is step one in your framework? Process. Okay, then what type of content can I create around creating your signature process? Or what is step three? Okay, launch. What type of content can I create around helping you to launch your offer? So using your framework and pulling everything back into your content and building out your content around that framework helps to, again, attract new clients because you are producing out consistent, great content that is going to catch their attention. But you're also going to do it in the way that is making your content built so that your offer is the best next step. So if someone consumes your blog posts or someone consumes your podcast episodes or someone consumes your YouTube videos, you're building it around that framework, which is already nurturing your audience and getting your audience familiar with how you have built out your offer or built out your signature service offer. So it makes your offer the best next step after your framework. Of course, you want to use this framework on your sales page because that is, if it doesn't go anywhere else, your framework needs to be on your sales page because, again, it shows those potential clients, the people who are already interested in you, how they can get from point A to point B. It helps to build trust. It helps to build comfort. It helps to build ease so that it's easy for your clients or your potential clients to make a good buying decision into working with you. They can see, okay, these are the exact steps they're going to take me through. This looks manageable. This looks like something I can handle. You know, I trust that they are going to take me through this process. Of course, working with them is a no-brainer. So you definitely want to make sure that it's on your sales page. Also, another piece or place where you should be using your framework, and this is one that I don't think many people really think about, but through press opportunities. So if you are looking to gain visibility, whether it be through written press opportunities, so if you want to be featured in different articles, if you want to write articles for different websites, if you want to be featured as a guest on someone's podcast, using your framework as a way to pitch yourself. So I could go on someone's podcast episode and talk about the five steps to launching your signature offer and serving your clients with ease, because that is exactly what my signature framework is about, and I could pitch myself in that way so that when I go onto this podcast, again, I am having another opportunity to talk about my process and my unique framework in front of another audience who may not be aware of who I am. And the good thing about that is like a lot of podcasters or a lot of, you know, other press opportunities that you may get on, you know, they may ask for you to, of course, share like your freebie or share like your program with them, with their audience. So with you talking about your framework, again, it's easy to transition into talking about your paid program. So your press opportunities is another place where you can really use your framework to continue to build your brand and continue to get people inside of your bubble to learn more about your special unique process. So again, the goal is to really just make sure that your signature process is a big piece of your overall brand. Build your content around it. Make sure it's on your sales page. Talk about it on social media. Talk about it or pitch yourself around it for your press opportunities. You want to be known. The big goal here with attracting new clients is to be known as the go-to person in your industry for helping your clients to achieve this specific result. So when it comes to your framework, again, that is like the proof that you have that you can help people to go from point A to point B or to get to where they want to go. So brand it. You know, I made a graphic of our method for the Purpose to Service Academy. So make it pretty. Give it a name. So inside of the Purpose to Service Academy, I actually show you not only how to map out your entire signature framework with all the details and the resources and the, you know, exercises that you should include for your clients, but also talk about how to brand it, because this is like, again, your proprietary information. This is like your baby, your thing. So of course you want to brand it, make it pretty, give it a name, and we teach you all about how to do that inside of the Purpose to Service Academy. But the thing is, and the one big piece I want you guys to take home from this week's episode is that you do need a signature framework. I do not want you to get caught up in the cycle of making specific offers or restructuring your offers or customizing your offers depending on the client that you're working with. That is one of the biggest ways that you're going to lead to burnout. Again, you're going to lead to being vastly underpaid. You're going to be frustrated, and you're always going to feel like you're on this hamster wheel of, I always have to be involved in my own business, or I can never take a break in my business, or I can never go on vacation, or I'll never be able to hire someone to bring it in because so much is relied on customization. But when you have that signature framework, you have a process, you have the step-by-steps needed so that when you are ready to hire out, you can literally hand that framework over to someone else. Or, you know, you can add in more ease into your days and more rest into your days, or more time to handle other pieces of your business into your day, because your signature framework has already mapped out or laid out the process for how you're going to work with your clients. So if you don't take anything else from anything I say from here on out, I want you to know how important it is to have a signature framework, not only for creating a great offer, for creating a great client experience, but to also just simplify your own business as well. All right, you guys, so don't forget, on Tuesday, May 25th at 7 p.m. Eastern, I am teaching that live free workshop all about how to attract and serve your perfect paying client. So if you're a coach or online service provider who's like, I got clients trickling in, but it's not enough, or if you feel like you're not getting clients at all, or maybe if you're feeling like the quality of clients you're receiving is not quite there yet, I urge you to sign up for this free class. So all you have to do is head over to aliciarobertson.com/webinar. Again, I will leave the links in the show notes for those of you who are driving or who are preoccupied, but definitely sign up for this class. And if you're unable to make it live, of course, making it live is the only way that I'll be guaranteed to answer your questions. But if you're unable to make it live, there will be a limited time replay that will be sent out. So still make sure you sign up. All right, you guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast as always, and I will chat with you next week. Before you go, I'd love to know what your biggest takeaway was from this episode. Take a screenshot and share it with me over on Instagram at @TheAliciaNicole. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please head over to your favorite podcast streaming app and rate the show and leave a review. The more great ratings and reviews we receive, the more incredible women we are able to impact with our message. And as always, thank you so much for listening to the Purpose to Service podcast.